Check out Animal Radio Highlights, all the good stuff without the blah, blah, blah. Browse on over to animalradio.pet.
Do we have him on the phone, Judy?
Judy's been working tirelessly today. Big round of applause for Judy, who's booked
thank
a
you.
Fabulous
thank
show.
You very much.
I love when Judy works hard because, you know, that makes, I don't have to do anything.
So far, she has
keep it up, Judy.
She has had to call a middle school and interrupt their classes and have someone run into a classroom to get 14-year-old Brooke Martin out of class to describe her invention, which, of course, she'll be coming up next hour. And so that's the kind of production work, you know,
that's how my day goes.
Forget the Josh Duhamels and the all the celebrities, the Glenn Closes, all those celebrities that come on. They're
it's
easy
Jumel,
to
Hal. It's Jumel. Hal,
yeah,
it's
I was,
Jumel.
Can, he was
can you not
me.
Say
Thank
the
you.
Man's name correctly? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Do you not have you and Judy watched Win a Date with Tad Hamilton? Has that happened? Because that was your homework. And I want to know if you've done that
right after Started? The show. You told me to check it out.
Well, you know,
right?
We watched it years ago and it wasn't very memorable.
I can't
oh my
remember
gosh,
it at
that's
all.
My favorite movie, man. I'll bet you Dr. Debbie would like it.
Well, she'll like anything with Josh Duhamel.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for getting it right.
In just a couple of minutes, a lady, she's an amputee. And she, because she's an amputee, she's working at one of these prosthetic places. And she's invented prosthetics for animals, for pets, for dogs. And she has a show on PBS called My Bionic Pet. And we'll be talking to her in just a couple of minutes. Right now, it is time for Jack Shepherd. He is called the Beast Master. The Beast Master. And I've asked Judy, this is family friendly, right?
It is. I wouldn't do that to you, Hal.
Welcome to the show, Jack. Can you please tell me what the Beast Master does?
Hi, how are you? Yeah, the Beast Master is, first of all, it's a reference to a cult 80s movie. And a sign that I got to make up my own title.
Okay.
But what the Beast Master does at BuzzFeed is that I run our animal section here. We have a great section at BuzzFeed.com where we write things about cute animals.
Cute animals like the kitties that you see on YouTube or what? I mean, what is it exactly that you do?
Do you know what you do?
And do you get paid for doing what you do?
I do. Amazingly. We have a staff of three people who are just doing animal stuff. People on the internet really love animals and particularly cats. So we try to keep it, what the animal section is for is mostly for things that are kind of uplifting and fun, and with our motto is powered by cute. So it really is kind of the cute side of animals, but we also try to keep it kind of funny and interesting and something that ultimately people will want to share. And it turns out that on the internet, for some reason, the currency of the internet in some ways is cats and cat videos, and people love sharing stuff about animals and particularly cats.
So you spend your day scrolling through hundreds and hundreds of videos, and you decide which ones are going to go viral?
It's not just the videos. It's also pictures and GIFs and sort of stories about animals, things that real animals have done, and sort of animals just play such a big role in people's lives. And there's so much stuff about animals on the internet. So it's actually it's pretty tough to sift through and find the stuff that's actually going to be interesting to a wide range of people. So that is a big part of what we do.
If you're online or you're on Facebook, you've undoubtedly seen a forward or a share from BuzzFeed. We actually went to one of these internet cat video festivals. Have you heard of this?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I was amazed at how many people showed up at that damn thing.
It's hugely popular, and it's something I spend a lot of time thinking about. I'd love to hear if you guys have theories about why it is that people on the internet care more about cats than they care about dogs.
Well, how can you hate a cat that's looking so cute? I mean, it'll cheer you up. Someone could say, Hal, your father just passed away. I'll go look at the cute little kitties on the internet.
But you know, cats and videos do so much more than dogs. I mean, dogs run around and tumble and play. Cats do that, but cats do so much more. They're vertical. They get up high, they jump, they attack. They can do a lot more than a dog can.
My theory is that dogs are just trying too hard.
Yeah.
When a cat gets in a box, it just feels natural. It's natural. It just felt like the right thing to do at the time, and it usually was. And when a dog does it, it's because he's trying to impress you.
Right.
Which is nice, but, you know, you want something that kind of happened naturally.
Cats don't care.
Yeah, no, they're not trying to impress you.
That's right.
You should write a book. I think that's next for you. That's all.
Yeah, I
say.
Do. I have a book called 67 Reasons Cats Are Better Than Dogs. So
really?
There you go. I have a strong. I'm revealing it now. I actually have a strong cat bias, which may be another reason why cat stuff does better on the internet. It's because people like me are enforcing our bias.
I like your job.
I'd
guys
like
got
to
a good gig.
Three. How about in four employees? I'll be your fourth.
Jack, keep us posted when the book comes out. Give us a call. And of course, I'm encouraging listeners to head on over to BuzzFeed.com and check out Jack Shepard, the original Beastmaster. Now, you put the original here because I guess there's been a lot of copycats, probably.
Well, we have other people in our animal section. We've got Beastmaster 2 through the Portal of Time, Summer Burton, and Beastmaster 3 through the Eye of Braxis, straight to DVD. But that's Chelsea, who does a lot of our really great animal stuff for us.
You guys are wild down there. I bet you walk into the BuzzFeed offices, it's pretty...
It's a lot of fun.
Toga
yeah.
party wild.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've had a lot of famous animals come through, which is...
Oh, really? Like who?
Yeah.
We met
Grumpy Cat.
Oh, really?
Met Lil Bub. Yeah, we met Colonel Meow. We've met all the major cats except Maru, the Japanese cat.
What about?
He's a recluse. He's a recluse.
Henri.
Yeah, we haven't met Henri actually. Maybe Henri. That's next on my list. That would be a good get.
Well, I'll tell you, Grumpy Cat's on my bucket list. So I need to meet Grumpy Cat. So that's well. This has been fun. This was also on my bucket list. This interview here, and I'm going to go ahead and cross it off right now if I can. Jack, thanks for joining us. And when the book comes out, give us a call. We want you on again. Okay.
We'll do. Great to talk to you guys.
There you go, Jack Shepard, calling in from BuzzFeed.
I thought he was going to be like a real Beastmaster guy that tells animals what to do with his brain.
So he doesn't actually create anything. He just repurposes it and promotes it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just writes about it. Just sits there with a pipe in one hand and a computer in the other hand.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hey, don't forget, you can get your fix of Animal Radio anytime you want with the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Download it now. It's made possible by Fear Free Pets, taking the pet out of petrified. FearFreeHappyHomes.com.
Hi, this is Paul Reiser, and you're listening to Animal Radio. And every minute you're here, you're not harming someone else. I don't know what that means. If it's usable, use it. Otherwise, cut it and get out.